Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Ramesses.
That's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God,
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? You just left it down. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap. It just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Neighbor like your brother, even if you ain't the same. And treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel it, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown.
Probably should've known better, man.
When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us. Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down. We hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did. I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms.
Money,
military, college.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, August the 11th of 2015. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to lay the foundation for the new upcoming series that starts Saturday, August the 15th at 12 noon, the 7-hour audio series where we're talking about the creative symbols of God, the creative symbols of God known as Hebrew or Hebrew. The Hebrew language is the universal language of the universe or ether. To program mass or ether, you need a certain frequency. You need a certain wave. You need a certain vibration. Unbeknownst to most of us, all other languages derive or get their essence or their symbolism or their power or their frequency, if you will, from this little known expression. Now, this is the creative symbol of God. Now, when I say the creative symbol of God, brothers and sisters, this is what we're going to be talking about during the next series. We're going to talk about what exactly is a Hebrew letter. We're going to talk about what are the creative symbols of God. We're going to also get into understanding how life and death is in the power of the tongue. You ever hear that nursery rhyme, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me"? That is the greatest lie ever told. The intent of the statement is obviously to get children to understand there is another way by which to resolve disputes other than using physical violence, by using words. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. The goal is to get people to use words. Unfortunately, words can hurt. Words do hurt. In fact, words kill. In fact, words are more powerful than the physical realm because words create the physical. So in this series, I have to lay down the magical language of Hebrew. Now, this is a series that I really didn't want to teach. I really didn't want to talk about. I wanted to get into Melchizedek, and I wanted to talk about the melanated chi and get into all of this esoteric stuff. But one of the things that I've done erroneously in my life, one of the things that I see other people doing erroneously in their life is the mindset that is maintained. Certain phrases and certain words that we use are called terms of endearment. These words or these phrases, as we talked about in our last series, when we talked about Saul, we talked about Saul, and we talked about Paul, and how his upbringing and what maintained in his upbringing established his disposition. And the same thing happens to you. So now I need to make sure that everybody knows how to change their disposition. Now, one of the things that I am so thankful for is learning the hard way. It's not very pleasant at the time that you go through it, but in the process of going through it, you learn something that nobody can take. Nobody can take what I've learned. The last 2 months, nobody can take that from me. There is no reverend, doctor, bishop on the planet that can come to me and explain to me how I created this chaos and then how I got myself out of this chaos. Nobody can do that because I lived it. I didn't dream it. I didn't read about it. I didn't think about it. Real life experience is my teacher. In fact, real life experience, in my humble opinion, is the best teacher. And so what I'm going to share in this next series is real life experience. It's not something that I read of a book, although book knowledge is great. I have no disrespect. I'm not trying to say anything negative about book knowledge. It has its place. But what we're about to share, what we're about to balk on, my brothers and sisters, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, 1 Corinthians 15, 2 says, "By which ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." And so it's what we keep in memory, my brothers and sisters. We know the book of Hebrews says that the worlds that we live in, plural, more than one, was framed by the word of God. So the word of God has this creative power. It's called the divine principle. It's called the universal intelligence. It's called the universal energy. It's called the universal light. There's a lot of different phrases and terms and words that you can use, that you can throw around, but God's life, God's essence, God's conscious, God's ether, God's image, God's power, everything about God's discipline is a result of a devotion to the graceful wisdom that is found inside of the ancient text. Now, this ancient text, this universal light, my brothers and sisters, is a conundrum because of the fact that everybody claims to have it. So every religion claims to be the religion. Every language claims to be the language. As we know, the enemy goes around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He also has transformed himself into an angel of light. So we have the divine paroma. This paroma, again, is the creative power that we call language. Now, in this next series, we have to break down the difference between the Christos and what I call the Satanism, because they both are appearing like the same. And so there is a creative power that's from God, and there's a creative power that's from Lucifer. Now, this creative power, both have the power. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, he will come with lying wonders. They're wonders, but they're manipulation. And so we have this essence, we have this expression, but we have to be able to understand how to use it. That's the problem. In the next series, I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you what all of the occult people know, what all of the people that got the secret and all of these other ancient documents that they use to try to create their world. Now, the problem is that this works. Let me say that again. The problem is that it works. So if you take what I'm about to share with you in this next series and you use it for evil, you will be an irresponsible creator. You will stand before God, and God says that you must give an account for every word that you speak. Why? Why is it that you got to give an account for every word that you speak? Words are things. Thoughts are things. But the problem is that we haven't been taught that. So we got to go into what the Kabbalists call the next series. We're going to break down something that I don't know how to put it in English language other than to use the Hebrew and the Aramaic. So we will use what the Kabbalists teach. And I'm going to express, expose, and expand the two languages that have the unique power that reaches to the highest realms of the celestial universe, for lack of a better term. Now, this will be, and I say this on a lot of my shows and a lot of my teachings, and I'm going to continue to say it because it is equally applicable. Everything that I teach is not for new believers. This teaching, however, is definitely not for new believers. This teaching, again, is one of the most dangerous things because it affects your DNA. Every Kabbalist know, and maybe I should define that term before we get into under, over, and understanding the series. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com, click on the link that says donation. There is no more discounts, this, that, and the other. It's $100 flat, whether you're in the Eagles Club or not. Again, I'm a teacher. One of the things that I've learned is I've been trying to do stuff that I'm not called to do, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to do what God has called me to do. I'm going to leave everything else up to everybody else. So what you will find is a new streamlined Dr. Will. Well, all these other hobbies I had, I don't have them anymore. All these other offshoots, I'm going to leave that to other people who called to do that. I'm going to do what I'm called to do. I'm called to do didactic discourse. That's what I'm going to do. Everything else, you will not see me participating in any longer. Why? That's how the enemy got me off track. The enemy got me to major in the minors. He's trying to get you to do the same thing. He wants to get you to be busy but not effective. See, when your thoughts change, your emotions change. When your emotions change, your energy changes. When your energy changes, your action and your behavior changes. When your actions and your behavior changes, your fruit changes. You want to change your fruit? You want to change anything in your life? You got a problem in your life? Any problem, any area, any life, change your thoughts. Period. That's it. So this series will show you scientifically using all of the ancient texts before Judaism, before Christ, before Christianity, 5,000 years before Christ was ever mentioned, the universe functioned according to certain laws. That's what the Pauline Gospels was trying to express, expose, and expand, but I couldn't go that deep into it because we were expressing Paul. But what we're going to express now is not only Paul, we're going to express the universe. Now, again, the universe is controlled by Philema. Now, I am not here recommending that you go out and become a card-carrying Luciferian by practicing Philema. I just came out of that world. The problem with it is that world is more effective than God's world because God's people don't know what I'm getting ready to share. If the church knew that the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. What's the two-edged sword? Dualism. Good and evil. Male and female. Positive, negative. Dominant, passive. Up, down. Left, right. Happy, sad. Fat, skinny. That does not exist in the celestial realm. It only exists in this terrestrial realm. So we have to understand both because, again, we live in both. We are a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. And so in order for your body to be effective in this dimension, you got to understand universal law. But in order for your spirit to be expected to be effective in the celestial realm, you got to understand spiritual law. That's what Jesus did. Jesus came down and he says that the cosmogrator has his law. I got my Father's law. Jesus says, I am come to fulfill the law. I am come to elevate you from universalism, dualism, and I'm going to bring you back to celestialism, oneness, singleness, love. That's what Jesus came. Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. So what we're going to do in this series is I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify to you how to use the diakonia, or the Greek word that means service in ministry. Everyone has a service in ministry, but everyone that I know is effective in their service in ministry, just like me. Why? The scripture says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. That's the word of God. The word of God says that grammarie is putting yourself in order before putting your own house in order. What does that mean? That's what is called cleronomics. Comes from the Greek word kleros, the English word cleronomics, which I've coined, which comes from the Greek word kleron. Again, where we get the English word economics. Economics is the household management of stuff. Cleronomics is the household management of spirit. What Kabbalists do is they manage spirit that controls ether. That's what we're going to break down. During this series, I'm going to teach you the economy of the Messianic age, the household management of ether. You see, right now, you don't manage your own house. The strong man does. Let me say that again. Right now, as you're listening to this show, who is in charge of you? Where do your thoughts come from? Who is in charge of your house? The problem is that most of us, we manage stuff, but we don't manage spirit. And so therefore, if we don't understand the esoteric meaning of what Jesus said, if you say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, the mountain must go. He says that any man, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive it. Whatever you ask. Jesus said, say to that mountain, be moved and be cast into the sea. It has to go. But how is that done? That is done through what is called universal spiritual law. So in this series, for the next 7 hours that starts on Saturday, we're going to reveal, explain, illuminate. I'm going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify something that I don't think has been taught in the U.S., which means this is taught only in Israel, in the East. Because why? They understand the Torah, which means to teach and guide. Ta, to, teach, ra, guide. So the Kabbalists teach that there are two languages that control the spiritual realm. Those two languages are Hebrew and Aramaic. What we will break down in this seven-hour series is the Hebrew and Aramaic that is written with Hebrew letters, which are the spiritual DNA of creation. Let me say that again. We will embark on an under-over understanding of spiritual DNA that controls physical DNA. So if I want to control your DNA, I must use Hebrew and Aramaic. I can't use English. I can't use Latin because Latinization is Satanization. I can't use French. I can't use Spanish. I have to understand Hebrew and Aramaic. That's why they don't want you to understand Hebrew or Aramaic. So when you walk around without an understanding of the DNA of God, what is God's DNA? What is the DNA of creation? When God said, let there be light, poof, there was light. When the Spirit of God hovered over the deep and God spoke into the waters, so inside of your eardrum there is water. So why does faith come by hearing? Why doesn't it come by seeing? Because there ain't no water to speak into. You have to speak into the water. We know it's called Hydor, the mist story, the mystery of the gospel. The mystery of the gospel is what we're going to be teaching in this next series. I am going to teach you the mist story, how you must use Hydor. Hydor is what we call hydrogen. Hydrogen is the hydrogenes. It is the genes of God. It is the DNA of creation. Words can hurt us because words contain the essence, the expression of God. That is the creative power of God. It's found in the language. That's why at the Tower of Babel, the Tower of Babel, which means confusion, that God came down, changed the language of those people, and from that day to this, there's been confusion on this planet. But if you go and if you read that story in the book of Jesus, the book of Genesis, if you read the story of the Tower of Babel or the Tower of Confusion, what do you see? It says this. It says that they were on one accord and they had one language and there was not nothing that they could not achieve. Don't believe me. Don't believe me. Go back to the book of Genesis. Read the story about the Tower of Babel. In that story, the Bible says there was nothing that they could not achieve. So if you want to achieve anything in your life, now, again, this is so dangerous because it works both sides of the coin. Don't believe me? Ask Kanye West. Ask Jay-Z. Ask every rapper. Ask Lil Wayne. Why is Lil Wayne now saying all of this? Why is Lil Wayne not on the scene anymore? Why is he drawing back? What happened to Michael Jackson? Right before, what was the last interview, the last song he made, and he was starting to expose this stuff, and he called Tony Mottola the devil, the head of Sony Records. Why? What was Michael Jackson trying to tell you before they punched his ticket? I don't know if you guys really understand what I'm getting ready to share in this series. So before you pay the $100, this series comes with a double money back guarantee, double. Because when you listen to this series, this ain't no Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep series. This series on the creative power of God, the language of God, there's two gods, by the way. In fact, there's a plethora of gods. There's a pantheon of gods. If you don't believe me, go to the book of Judges. Read Judges chapter 10, verse 6. I triple dare any listener listening to this show to go to the book of Judges and read the number of gods that's listed in the Bible. Now, there's a whole lot of other books that have a lot of other gods. And you mean to tell me that there's only one creative expression on this planet? I don't know if y'all understand. So we got to find out the big G. There's a lot of little G's. I don't talk to the little G's. That's why I don't have no visitation. I don't see little green men. No alien ships is flying around my house. I don't have none of the issues or concerns that everybody else who teach what I teach do. So I'm a teacher's teacher. So all of the gurus call me when the shizness hit the fan. Why do they call me and say, hey, Doc, my furniture is floating around in my house. My children are acting up. My son is speaking Yiddish and banging his head up against the wall. Why do they call me? Why don't they call you? You see, brothers and sisters, I'm not God's gift to the planet. Like Saul, like Saul, like Paul, like Moses, like Samson, like King Solomon, like David, like every biblical character, they had purpose, so do you. What's your purpose? It's in your name. What does your name mean? What does my name mean? My name means Bethesiah. What does your name mean? Bethesiah means in the shadow of God. And so I don't have no power. My power comes from God. Because God said he formed me, he knew me in my mother's womb. Now the problem is that most people don't believe it. Therefore, they don't have no power. The Hebrew language, what I'm getting ready to share in the next series is no different. The problem is we don't understand what we have. We don't understand what letters are. We just say, hey, we got the alphabet. Where did it come from? Who formulated the structure of the letter A, B, C, D, and all of the alphabet? Who formulated that? Who came up with that? And why that structure? Why that particular language? Let me say it again. Your thoughts change, your emotions change. If your emotions change, your energy changes. If your energy changes, your behavior changes. If your behavior changes, your life changes, for the better or for worse. I was talking with my son, my son BJ, and I was telling BJ, how certain BJ encounters certain adversity that I don't encounter. And then I draw certain things into my life that he don't encounter. Why? Our thoughts. Your thoughts. I was talking to a good friend of mine. He had the same problem. He wanted to know, I could tell the moment before he ever opened his mouth if he was angry or upset with me. I could tell before he stopped talking to me that he was going to stop talking to me. So I would tell him what he was going to do before he was going to do it. I can tell you what you're going to do before you do it. All I got to do is hear your voice. If I can hear your voice, I can determine what state of mind that you're in. How do I do that? Because your voice contains your essence or your energy. Now, I talked about the program that I have on my computer that I used to use that analyzes people's voice, and it can tell you if you're sick. It can tell you if you're lying. It can tell me by listening to your voice, I can tell what disease is in your body. That is the language of God. But everybody can do this. Am I better than you? No. You, only reason that you don't know, you haven't been taught. So in this 7-hour series, I got to teach you the same thing I know. So if somebody starts talking to you, you don't have to ask them if you lie. You know, I know. People ask me what just happened in my marriage. Everybody was surprised. I was the only one that wasn't surprised. So what I did was wrong. So I created this chaos, so I have to uncreate this chaos. You do the same thing, either knowingly or unknowingly. Do you think stuff that happened haphazardly in your life? There's no such thing as luck. There's no such thing as accident. Everything happens in your life because you ordered it through your thoughts. Now, the problem is your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are being governed by the government, because the word government means meant to govern. Somebody wants to control. The word control, again, con, swindle, troll, large, clumsy demon. Don't believe me. Go to dictionary.com, look up the definition of the word con, C-O-N, and then look at the word troll, T-R-O, add the extra L, T-R-O-L-L, troll, large, clumsy demon. So anytime you meet women, you're in a relationship with a man, and that man wants to control you. You want to know why. He want to know where you're going. He want to know where you're spending your money. He want to know who you're talking to. He want to know everything about you. You want to know why? That fool got demons. Now, what is a demon? A demon is nothing but a mental disposition. I know you watch Hollywood movies and you believe that demons, you know, they roll around, they climb on walls, and they head turn, and they spit green stuff. You watch The Exorcist. You know, I watched it too. Those are not the demons that I encounter. What is a demon? Never look at the definition of the word. Do you know what demon means? Genius. You want to see a demon? Pull up a picture of Bill Gates. Now, I'm not saying Bill Gates is a demon. What am I saying? I'm saying that anybody, look at the definition of the words. I'm not saying this. This was written way before I came on the planet. Did I determine? I didn't know. I don't know Noah Webster, who wrote the dictionary. And so most of the words in the dictionaries are from Webster's dictionary. Now, there's some. Now, you can go to Black's Law's dictionary. There's a lot of dictionaries. I humbly suggest that you go back to the root, the etymology of the word. That's what I do. I'm an etymologist. All I do is research the definition of the word. So I did not coin the definition that says that anybody that has an intelligence of like 120 or higher is accompanied by a jinn. I didn't write that. I just read it. I just regurgitated it. So don't get mad at me. Because I'm just telling you what universal law says. So all I'm trying to express, expose, expand to you in this series is that is what this series is going to do. This series, again, that starts Saturday, August the 15th at 12 p.m. for 7 hours. We're doing an hour per day like we did last time. We're going to go through Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. This is the pattern of creation. Genesis 1, God said, let there be light, and there was light. That is what is called declaring and decreeing. I'm going to give you the scientific linguistical proof that nothing is accidental. I'm going to scientifically prove it to you. Nothing is accidental. Scientifically, I'm going to use the linguistical science to prove you that this ideal of accidents is a lie, using science. I'm going to remove all myths. I'm going to show you what is called programmable mass or matter, how the word, the letter combine, and the combination create what is called a linguistical program to achieve what is called a Torah. Now, again, I have the book already written, Torah. We will break down Toronto energy, where after this 7-hour series, your life will never be the same. Every time you leave your house, you will see Toronto energy. You will see a single standing column of wave form energy, or you will see what is called a fractal, or you will see spatial, or you will see what is called fractal geometry. Those are the only two things that you're going to see. That's what the Matrix was trying to show you. You know, in the movie The Matrix, when Neo just saw letters, what he was seeing was the ether. He was programming matter with his mind. Now, remember in the movie The Matrix, when they shot and they killed him, he fell down? And then, remember when all of the bullets was coming at Neo? And remember he used to dodge the bullets? And remember in the hallway, he stood up, he said, no. He put his hand up and the bullets stopped. And he put his hand down and the bullets dropped. Why? He went from being a believer to a knower. That's what I'm going to teach you in this next series. Your life will never be the same in the after this next series. This series, again, is dangerous because you could take all this stuff and you can go out and manipulate people. And you can do it unknowingly. And you could do it thinking, this is what I just did. This is hot off the press. You could do something. You could structure life and you could think that your structure is better than God's structure. And you could unknowingly order things in your life. That's what I did. Everything that just happened in my life the last 2 months, I ordered it. Everything. I mean, down to height, weight, color, I ordered it, thinking that was the best option. And then when it showed up, I was like, oh, shiznit. That's not what I want. I'm hurting people. I didn't want to hurt my ex-wife. I didn't want to hurt my children. I didn't want to destroy, you know, everything that I built. So this message is not for new believers. This next series is not, because this is the creative formula. This is a creative power. This is the creative symbols. This is, my brothers, this is, my sisters, the language of the universe. This is how this universe was created, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Let's close today's introduction. Now remember, you have to go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link. There's donation. Make the $100 donation. This series will also include the book. I haven't even released the book. The book is too dangerous to release. So I'm only going to sell the book to the people who actually listen to the audio, because I feel comfortable, because I don't feel comfortable with sharing this information with just anybody, because God's going to hold me accountable for it. You say, Doc, what information? So I am not selling my book, Hebrew, the Language of God, to just, I published it and I took it off the market. I can't sell it. I can't in good conscience give this book to you and then not tell you how dangerous it is. Look at what Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Let's read verse 2. Hebrews 11, 3 says this. Verse 2. For by it the men of old gain approval. You want to gain approval? Let's see. How do you gain approval? Hebrews 11, 3. By faith we understand that the worlds, plural, more than one, were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things which are visible. Invisibility controls visibility. Invisibility controls visibility. Invisibility controls visibility. 11:4, Hebrews 11:4, by faith, Abraham offered unto God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. How did Abel get a better testimony than Cain? How did he do it, brothers? How did he do it? Faith. What is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That is what I am going to teach in this next 7-hour series. How what you hope manifests and controls in your life. So you got hope, right? You got a wish. You got a dream. You got an idea. How does that wish, how does that dream, how does that idea manifest in your life? Concrete. I just did it. So how did I just do it? I've been doing it all my life. I learned it since I was 6. Actually, I didn't learn it. I was born with it. I just figured it out because I kept creating bad stuff because I was having bad thoughts. Nobody told me to be a thought inspector. I should have read the Bible where the Bible says bring every thought into captivity and see if it was of God. But I didn't have a teacher. I didn't have a teacher. You guys are fortunate because y'all can learn from my mistakes. You can learn from the mistakes that I just made. And I pray to God that you do. Because if you do not, you're going to hurt a lot of people in your life. You're going to destroy a lot of stuff. It is my prayer that everybody listening to this introduction, go over to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. make that donation. If you don't have the $100, if you need to work out the payment plan, no problem. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Cost, as you guys know, money is not an issue. Money is not an issue. I got a job now. The reason I got a job is so I don't have to be pressing you guys for money. I want you guys to know this stuff so you can stop hurting other people and stop destroying your life. You can start creating your life according to the word of God. Because as we just read, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, I will read it again. Hebrews 11, 3, by faith we understand that worlds were prepared by the word. If you want to prepare a world, you need words. Your word creates your world. The problem, we're using the wrong words because we think what we speak is important. No, what you think is important. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. My brothers and my sisters, again, I may do another show to, again, try to explain this next series because it's a dangerous series. The world already got this series out. It's called Thylema. If you want to know what the world's version, just go read the book, The Secret. I'll go over to the Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. They got a website. Go to Google, type in Thylemic Order of the Golden Dawn. Join them. They'll teach you the Luciferian version. I did that version too. It works great. Unfortunately, you just hurt a lot of people because it's selfish. You promoting yourself. What happens? What happens if you put, if you do what Jesus said? What happens if you do what God said? What happens if you do, if you love your neighbor as yourself? What happens if husbands love their wives the way Christ loved the church? What happens if you esteem your brother higher than yourself? What happens if you take all this, if you remove the I, because I have been crucified, it is no longer I who live. So since you don't live, why the hell are you still promoting you? See, it took me 50 years to figure that out. It's my prayer, it doesn't take you 50 years to figure it out. It is my prayer that you can take what I'm getting ready to share with you and you can promote someone else higher than yourself. If you can do that, brother, if you can love your brother, now, how are you going to love God who you have not seen, but you hate your brother who you see every day? My brothers and sisters, it's time for a paradigm shift. I don't know about you guys, but I've had this paradigm shift. I'm not promoting Willie. I'm not promoting Will. I'm not promoting Bethesiah. I'm not promoting Master Teacher 33. Now, I am promoting the word of God. I am promoting you. I'm promoting others higher than myself. Why? That's the ticket. The ticket, my brothers, the way is to esteem others higher than yourself. Why? That's love. Love does not seek its own. Love esteems others higher than itself. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still in the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal and circle and see. Firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Gotta acting like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. Yeah. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. Yeah. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun it with the team. Yeah. And come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. Yeah. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you write the take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to
what?
Show.
Oh.
But you can't.
Huh?
Cause you're still dreaming, man.
Still dreaming.